Texas flies migrants to Chicago, combating Mayor Brandon Johnson's bus restrictions. By Warner Todd Houston on December 21, 2023. Texas has begun sending flights of illegals into Chicago's airports as the Windy City's progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., and his city council pass hasty new rules severely limiting buses of illegals from entering the sanctuary city. Despite claiming that he wants to maintain Chicago's welcoming status for illegals, Johnson's actions have proven somewhat to the contrary as he pushes new rules placing heaving restrictions on buses full of migrants entering the city. He even went so far as to say he would arrest drivers and impound their buses if they violated the shadowy new rules that have suddenly appeared in the city's book of ordinances. The rules, enacted in December, limit the number of buses allowed to drop off passengers, restrict the hours, and forbid dropping off homeless illegals on weekends. The ordinances also contain fines and other penalties on bus companies and drivers, even to the point of impounding their vehicles. This wave of sudden restrictions, though, is not putting an end to efforts by the state of Texas to share a tiny portion of the millions of illegals flooding across the Lone Star State's borders. Instead of buses, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is now sending plane loads of illegals through the city's airports. Abbott's office lashed out at Johnson on Thursday. Because Mayor Johnson is failing to live up to his city's welcoming city ordinance by targeting migrant buses from Texas, we are expanding our operation to include flights to Chicago, like the Biden administration has been doing across the country, said Abbott spokesman Andrew Mahalaris. Until President Biden steps up and does his job to secure the border, Texas will continue taking historic action to help our local partners respond to this Biden-made crisis. Related, Texas migrant surge exceeds numbers from 2021 Haitian crisis in Del Rio. Consequently, the first flight of 120 migrants arrived at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Wednesday. The migrants reportedly walked off a private flight from Texas, according to WLS-TV. Meanwhile, Johnson's regime is still reeling after a 5-year-old boy who was living in a city migrant shelter died in a local hospital on December 17. The child's death caused a sputtering Johnson to attack Abbott and blame the Republican for attacking this country by daring to ship a tiny number of the illegals that Texas faces daily to locales such as Chicago. It has been estimated that President Joe Biden's border crisis has resulted in 4.6 million illegals swarming across American borders each year since he took office. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.